Where do you go when you need support? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, we will hear from Life Equip Ministries with Glenn Stewart, who helps to bring support that even pastors and ministers need to find sometimes.
I think it's important that we know that we all need each other. And so when God created Adam, he also then created Eve so that Adam wouldn't be alone. And I think that a lot of times, whether we're in ministry or whether we're just going to a church, we could feel alone when we're going through life and problems. And so I think having that support, having a friend in your corner is really important.
No, I think that's very true. And I think nowadays with church, people think of it like, I'm going to go to church. It's not really community. I'm just going to go. I'm going to sit, you know, with just my family. I'm not going to get to know anyone. I'm going to go and listen to the pastor preach, and then I'm going to go to Cracker Barrel. No, I'm just kidding about the Cracker Barrel part, but I'm going to go eat, right?
Right.
And it can become this lifeless cycle where then even someone can say, well, why do I even go to church? But how important it is to go to church and how important it is to develop, cultivate relationships when you're at church. We need to do that because the body of Christ, I mean, it talks about so much in the New Testament. Don't forsake the assembling of one another. But why? Just to get together and like not talk to each other? No, we need to know each other. We need to know each other's needs. We need to show and be love to one another where we can, you know, if you see your brother in need and you shut up your heart, that's not the love of God. The Bible says everywhere. We need opportunities where we can come to church, get to know people, and then open up our hearts, love people, serve them, give them something, open your heart to them to serve them in their need. And I think that's what the body of Christ needs to be. And so if people are in need or if you're in need, who should you turn to? You should turn to other brothers and sisters in Christ whom you trust. And if you don't have that, you need to have that. You need to find those relationships because something will go wrong eventually in your life. Something will happen. And if you don't have that net of safety, it will become very difficult.
Right. And I think it's important, too, that the first one we turn to is the Lord.
Yes.
Because sometimes, even though we make those connections, only God can fulfill that time in our need. And so when we have that down, he's going to bring those right people into our lives as we go to church. And as we're seeking him first and his righteousness, he will guide us and he will add those friendships to our lives, but also godly counsel. You know, before you wage war, the Bible talks about get godly counsel. And there's a lot of godly counsel out there. And pray before you find those counselors if you're going through a hard time, because we all need support, even pastors and ministers. So it's important to look out for those resources because they are there. Let's hear from Glenn Stewart after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by 32nd Avenue Cleaners and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Whether you need your suit, dress shirt, or dress dry cleaned and pressed, come to 32nd Avenue Cleaners to get the best dry cleaning services in Denver. With over 15 years of experience, 32nd Avenue Cleaners is conveniently located at the corner of 32nd Avenue and Lowell Boulevard in Denver. Call them today at 303-480-9647. That's 303-480-9647.
We're excited to announce our new book, Evidence, that will inspire you with real stories of people who encountered God. In a world where there are so many bad things happening, some wonder, is there a God? If there is a God, why does he allow bad things to happen? These people either didn't believe in God or turned from him and looked for help in everything but God until they had an encounter of their own that changed their lives. Order your copy of Evidence today at www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Pastor Glenn Stewart, and he has a ministry that reaches out to pastors called Life Equip Ministry, and we're going to talk about that. So let's welcome to the show, Pastor Glenn. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Now, I understand you have been a pastor yourself for many years. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I pastored for 40 years in ministry for 42, started as an associate pastor, and then have been lead pastor for the last 39 years. We've pastored in larger church settings, and then we planted a church in the last setting I was in.
Mm. And as a pastor, you know all too well how hard it is, possibly, at least what we've seen ourselves, is to have someone reach out to you because you're so busy reaching out to people. And when you as a pastor have struggles, who do you turn to? So tell me a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, that's a big need. And I think the term that is popular now is compassion fatigue, in which you give of yourself and it doesn't seem like you're getting a return on that investment in terms of someone caring for you. It's not that you're looking for it in any selfish way, but it's just the reality of our need as human beings. So that's been our focus, is who is taking care of the pastor.
Wow. And what are some of the things the pastors struggle with as far as they're in ministry, and how do they get that fatigue? What kind of things do they suffer with?
Well, they suffer with, obviously, loneliness, in that there's certain aspects of the ministry that they just bear alone. They can't divulge them within the congregation. They just have to learn how to deal with that. And then they discouragement when conflict arises in the church, and how do you handle that conflict? Traditionalism, and how do we approach that? A dream that we've had, a vision that doesn't seem to be happening. These are all things that combine to sort of put a negative cast on the pastor and his emotions.
And it just seems like there aren't very many outlets for, you know, even marriages for pastors and their wives, and places for them to have an outlet, or even ministers. So what is it that you do in your heart and your vision for your ministry?
Well, our vision is to really be an organization that's engaged in local church partnerships. So where pastors are strengthened, leaders are developed, and people are equipped. So I've put together a team that I focus on the pastors because that's my background and experience. And I want to be their friend. I want some time where we can sit down at lunch and they can, in a sense, unload.
Yeah.
And what I find is that when I sit down with them, it's always, how are things going? And the answer is always, fine. And so I say, really? And then I'll share a little of my story. And I've had, more frequently than not, the pastors say, oh, so you get it. And
good.
Then they open up.
Yeah.
And
that's,
we talk. Usually I meet with them and their wife together.
And
I'll ask, how is he really doing? And they are much more transparent. I want the wife to know that she's an important and vital part of this, and that she needs a ministry too.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful, because it's a scary thing when you open up to anyone as it is. But then when you're in leadership, it's in a whole nother level, because you don't know who you can pour out to or trust, or even if you could, if that would hurt someone if you're going through a hard time with this or that.
Right.
So I really appreciate what you're doing in that. So as you get to know these pastors and you meet with them, what have you seen happen in their lives that helps them maybe in their ministry or maybe with their marriage?
I think of a couple I'm working with right now, pastor and his wife, and they serve together, but he's a go-getter. He's a, let's get it done. There's 100 things on the list. Let's tick them off.
Yeah.
And she is much more restrained at that. And she actually has great insight, because he's not able to keep up with all that. And you just keep going from one thing to the other. So we've encouraged them to dial back, to take time. And I had him go away for 3 days, in which he just sought the Lord and what are the things that are most important. And he said he had never done that before. And after he was done, he said that was phenomenal.
Wow.
I heard God really challenge me and speak to me and talk to his wife about that, because I always have them on the call together. And she said, yeah, it's definitely changing, that we can just enter into this and he will listen to me more. And that's one example.
That's wonderful. Now, I know that, for instance, there's people listening now who really need this help. And do you go out to visit people if they need that, or do they come to you?
It's both. If they're local, we just get together. But if there's someplace else in the country, we will go visit them, get to know them in their setting. And you have to build trust. At first, we don't want to go in and say, here's what we can do for you. We want to come to them and say, how can we help? You know what you're doing. You just need some support and encouragement. We can provide that. We can also provide leadership development for the people in your church, your ministry leaders. I have a fellow on our team that's what he's done for the last 20 years, to develop leaders. Then we have to equip your people in the operations of church, whether it's finances or whether it's how to do worship or how to lead the children's ministry. Mm. I have a project manager who's Six Sigma. So that's what we do in all aspects.
So there are people listening now who are in leadership ministry, and they're in a situation now where they want to give up, but they feel like they can't because it's like, if I give up, who's going to take care of the church? Who's going to take care of the ministry?
Right. Yeah.
But then I don't want to give up because I feel like I'm giving up on God. But then I feel this pressure. They're just, everything's, you know, on their back, they feel right now, this weight.
Right.
What would you say would be the first suggestion? Maybe I know you've got to build the rapport, but do you have some key points or tips that you could give someone who just needs that relief right now, that help?
First, they need to reach out to somebody because they're not going to get over that on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And so they need to reach out to somebody. For us at Life Equip, we stand ready to come alongside and help pastors, pastoral formation, we call it, and be able to listen to them, then allow them to sort of self-direct their own process. We're not going to tell them what to do.
Mm.
We want to surface from them. That becomes a key thing. So they can contact us at lifeequip.com or at my cell number.
Let me get that number out. That's 386-801-6399. Or they can go to your website, which is lifeequip.com.
Correct.
Awesome. And I know that on your website, you have resources and books that you've written and whatnot that people can look up and get more information. So I think this is a great ministry, what you're doing. And I think there's going to be a lot of people who really could use this support. And I'm sure you're seeing a lot of that even now. And I just want to thank you again, Pastor Glenn Stewart, for being with us and sharing what you're doing to help ministries, to help pastors. And again, this is Pastor Glenn Stewart, and he has this ministry called Life Equip, and you can go to lifeequip.com. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, Father God, we lift up all the pastors, all the leaders, youth pastors, children's pastors, all who are listening right now in the name of Jesus, evangelists. We lift them up, Father God.
Yes.
We pray that you would pour out, Lord God, your compassion, your strength.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, into them, Lord, as they're giving and giving and giving, Lord. We just pray that you would fill them up, Lord God, with the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. If you're a leader, you're a pastor right now, just lift up your hand in faith. Father, I just pray for a refill by the power of the Holy Spirit right now,
Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, and to continue not to be discouraged, but to be encouraged because God is a fulfiller of His word.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you all. You're listening to Real Life.